Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Sad to Rad Reclaiming Your Joy. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, life throws us curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs knock us right off our feet, leaving us feeling lost, confused, even a little broken. But what if I told you that setbacks aren't roadblocks? What if they were actually detours leading to something even more amazing? That's exactly what we're diving into today, finding purpose and meaning after a setback. Ever had one of those moments where everything seems to fall apart, like dominoes crashing down? You know that feeling when your carefully laid plans crumble, your dreams seem out of reach, and you just want to crawl under the covers and disappear? We've all been there. It's normal to feel a wave of sadness, frustration, even anger. But here's the thing, those feelings are valid, but they don't have to define us. So how do we navigate those murky waters and come out on the other side stronger, wiser, and more fulfilled? I'm breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your joy and find purpose even after a setback. First, embrace the opportunity for growth. Think of it this way. Setbacks are like those super annoying but strangely beneficial gym workouts. They challenge you, push you to your limits, and ultimately make you stronger. You might not see the results immediately, but trust me, they're there. A setback can force you to reevaluate your priorities, uncover hidden strengths, and discover new passions you never knew existed. Second, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, seriously. You wouldn't berate a friend going through the same thing, so why do it to yourself? Forgive yourself for any mistakes or missteps. Remember, we all stumble, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a loved one. Third, shift your perspective. This might sound cheesy, but it works. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, try focusing on what you can learn from the experience. What valuable lessons did this setback teach you? How can you use those lessons to navigate future challenges? Remember, every experience, even the tough ones, has something to offer us if we're open to seeing it. Fourth, connect with your support system. You're not alone in this journey. Lean on your friends, family, mentors, or anyone who offers a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly cathartic, and sharing your experiences with others can help you gain new perspectives and feel less isolated. Finally, remember to celebrate the small victories. Don't wait for everything to fall perfectly back into place before you acknowledge your progress. Take time to appreciate the little wins along the way, a positive conversation with a friend, completing a challenging task, or simply getting out of bed on a tough day. These small moments of joy add up and remind you that even amidst setbacks, there's still beauty and light in the world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who pours her heart and soul into her work. She was about to showcase her latest collection at a prestigious art gallery, but then disaster strikes, a fire destroys her studio, leaving her heartbroken and feeling like her dreams are gone. It's easy to see how Sarah might spiral into despair, right? But instead of giving up, she remembers what we talked about today. She uses the setback as an opportunity to refine her skills, explore new mediums, and connect with other artists who inspire her. She starts attending workshops, networking at events, and even teaching art classes to share her passion with others. Sarah's story reminds us that setbacks don't define our purpose, they simply shape it. So remember, beautiful souls, you are resilient, capable, and worthy of joy. Don't let a setback steal your light. Embrace the challenges. Learn from the experiences, and keep moving forward with purpose and passion. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Let's recap. Embrace growth, practice self-compassion, shift your perspective, connect with your support system, and celebrate the small victories. These are your tools to reclaim your joy and find meaning even after a setback. Now, I want to hear from you. How have you navigated setbacks in your life? What strategies have helped you bounce back stronger? Share your stories and insights on social media using #SadToRad. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of heart. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.